Hello, this is Manuela Dascal and you're listening to the CJRO Radio Local News. Last week, the city of Arua presented an economic development rural plan. The city said that they have consulted directly with business owners, community organizations, and business improvement areas to gather ideas for the plan. The plan has 12 recommendations, including the following: establishing a rural business liaison position, improving access to city and partner business support services, maintaining and strengthening city dialogue with rural businesses, encouraging networking and collaboration between rural businesses, and promoting rural Arua as a destination for film, tourism, and special events. For the next step, the city is inviting residents of Ward 1, 5, 19, 20, and 21 to review the draft and have their say by filling out the survey on Engage Arua website at engage.arua.ca. This will be a 30-day public consultation. Ward 20 Councillor Isabel Skowski, in her weekly newsletter, wrote that she took the leader of this project with her on a door-knocking tour through Ward 20's industrial parks and at a focus group discussion about ways to enable businesses in our villages to thrive. Councillor Skowski wrote that she was really pleased to see that many of the points raised were reflected in this draft. She also mentioned that during the committee meeting, she underlined the importance of accountability and follow-through because rural Arua has seen too many plans that read well but did not translate into change on the ground. She pressed that rural businesses need the city to commit to removing real barriers like zoning friction, lack of experience with rural innovations, and servicing constraints. Circular Materials is transitioning to blue-only recycling bins. Once the remaining stock of old black city bins is gone, only blue bins will be provided. Residents should expect the new replacement recycling bins will be delivered to them at no cost. Residents should know that plastics, metals, and glass can be also deposited in clear plastic bags, and flattened paper or cardboard can be placed in a large cardboard box. For more information, residents can contact Miller Waste at 1-888-852-2374 or email at the following email address, area2@millerwaste.ca. The Cospa Springs Optimist Club is offering the opportunity for all 12th grade students in the community heading to post-secondary institutions to win a scholarship award. This year, again, the club is awarding two $2,000 scholarships. The award is for 12th grade students from the Cospa Springs, Edwards, and Ramseyville communities. For requirements and general rules, go to the Cospa Springs Optimist Club Facebook page. The deadline to submit your essay is April 10th. Lucira Gimbal, treasurer of the Cospa Spring Optimist Club, took part in the production of a podcast produced by Optimist International. The theme discussed was the challenges of a rural club. The interviewer was very impressed with the work and ideas Lucy presented about how to keep a rural club alive and thriving. You can watch the interview on YouTube at Choose Optimism Podcast. On Saturday, March 28th at 2 p.m., the Russell branch of the Russell Township Library is inviting everyone to a free event about protecting pollinators, why they matter, and how to help. Discover the fascinating world of pollinators and their vital role in our ecosystems during an educational presentation led by local pollinator steward Cynthia Anderson. This educational session will explore the importance of bees, butterflies, and other pollinators, the challenges they face, and simple practical actions you can take to help protect them in your own community. Come learn all about supporting local biodiversity. On Saturday, April 4th, the Limoges community is invited to spend a fun-filled Easter event. Most of the activities will take place at the Limoges Community Center, but you can also sign up for a letter scavenger hunt around Limoges. Hop in the car and visit local businesses to find letters in their windows that will spell out a special spring Easter word. Other activities will include an Easter egg hunt and a visit from the Easter Bunny, face painting for kids, Easter arts and crafts, and outdoor games. Attendees will also enjoy a spring vendor's market. Bring your family, invite your friends, and celebrate spring in Limoges. For more details about this event, visit the Limoges Recreation Committee website at limogesrecreation.com. On Tuesday, April 7th at 7 p.m., the Enbrun Elementary French School Council is presenting the Great Bingo Night. You are invited to enjoy a fun evening with family and friends. This event will take place at the Camille Pichet Community Center in Enbrun. Tickets are available at the Enbrun Elementary School and at the Bonichois. South Nation Conservation has updated its flood watch due to the warm weather, snow melt, and rainfall causing rising river levels and flooding in low-lying areas. They're recommending the following safety tips. Check that your sump pump is working, keep ditches and culverts clear, ensure downspouts drain away from your home, secure outdoor items that could float away, stay away from rivers and shorelines, no ice is safe ice. Do you have a great idea that helps reduce waste in your community? The City of Ottawa's 2026 Community Environmental Projects Grant Program is now accepting application. The program provides funding for small-scale, community-driven environmental initiatives. Eligible applicants include nonprofit organizations, community groups and associations, youth groups, and school councils. If your project promotes waste avoidance, reduction, or reuse, this is your opportunity to bring it to life. The application deadline is Friday, April 10th, 2026. To learn more about this initiative and to submit your application, go to the City of Ottawa website. That wraps up our local news. If you have any questions, stories, or news to share, contact us at the following email address, localnewscgro@gmail.com. I also invite you to visit our website at cgroradio.com for the latest news. Goodbye!